fourth time tonight, and the first for DeMarcus.
Jake Elliott, bump the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Welcome to the Frisco Report, guys. We are back. Second episode.
Episode two, man. I'm pumped about this. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, man? You had a good week. We launched the first one. I think it got, you know, some good views. I think people really shared it with their friends. So if you're listening again, guys, share it with a friend and let them know about this awesome content that's out there.
Yeah, that's the truth right there, man. So a lot of our viewers from YouTube and the other areas have followed us here. So we really do appreciate that, guys. And I'm proud to announce that we are available on all the major podcast venues now. So you can reach us on Apple, iTunes Podcast, Google Play Podcast, and Spotify. So that's awesome. And obviously on the Podbean app as well. So that's great news. And also, I think we will be showing up here on the Armchair All-Americans website. That site, you know, is, you know, covers all the major up-and-coming podcasts. So check them out as well. So it's just continue to grow with us, guys. And go along with the ride. And we promise to give you all the latest, best information on the Cowboys.
Absolutely. Just things are coming to this Frisco Report. We are small, but things that get big, we're small at one point, so we're excited to get this ball rolling. And who knows, Cowboys Blog Joe, we might have a special guest one of these days. Who knows?
Absolutely.
But let's get into this Texans recap. You know, Cowboys opened up AT&T Stadium. Jason Witten's first time coming back home. You know, the rookies finally got to play in the big stadium, and boy, did they play. Tell me a little bit about your recap on that. I mean, who stood out? I mean, whose stock really went way up?
I think the stock that went up for me were the two wide receivers. I mean, they just stuck out to me the most, Cedric Wilson and Devin Smith. I think they pretty much have locked up roster spots. You know, I don't think they're going to, you know, carry Noah Brown. He'll probably go to PUP or something. So, you know, it leaves those two spots open. I think they carry six, and those are your last two guys, in my opinion. So I really liked what the young receivers did in that game. They looked really, really good. Special teams, catching the ball in traffic, contested catches. I was really impressed with those two guys. What about you, Mike?
Oh, man, dude, I can go on and on and on. You know, I think I talked about Goodwin. And, you know, if Goodwin steps up, you know, he does have the upper edge above Donovan Alumma, number 32. Just because Goodwin could play special teams. And Goodwin got an interception yesterday. Donovan Wilson, you know what's crazy, Joe, is Donovan Wilson's been targeted three times in three preseason games, and he has two interceptions.
How
that's
about that?
Insane.
That's a great stat line right there, Mike.
That is. And Cowboys, from that free safety spot, and that strong safety spot, I mean, Xavier Woods been holding it down, but he needs a Cam Chancellor over there with Earl Thomas. You know what I mean? I'm not comparing these guys to those guys, but if you get that chemistry like Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas had over there at the Legion of Doom, and Chris Richard's bringing that to Dallas and instills that in Xavier Woods and Davion Wilson, dude, we got something huge on this defense. Our front seven's already the top five best in the NFL. And I think Goodwin really stuck out. I think he kind of separated himself from Donovan Alumma. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Donovan Alumma, and if we cut him, he probably won't pass waivers and he'll go to another team. But just that special teams, Dan O'Quinn is really looking for somebody from special teams to step in there, and I bet he's saying, hey, give me Goodwin. And Chris Richard's like, well, I win either way. I got Alumma or I got, you know, Goodwin. So, you know, I'm cool with that. And Taco Charlton, I mean, you want to talk about somebody to – dude, the guy was everywhere on that field. He even got hurt, came back in the game, and he got hurt again with a little ankle injury. But I mean, just the toughness that I've never seen that from Taco since he's been a Cowboy. And I thought that was pretty good to see. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but it was – I don't know if the Texans' O-line was that big of a scrub or if they're really doing something – if he was really doing something good. A lot of people are calling it coverage sacks, but I seen hustle. That's what I see, Joe.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then Cedric Wilson and Devin Smith, guys. Oh, man, I'm excited for this wide receiver roster. I think there's no excuses for Dak anymore. He has the wide receiver. Zeke's going to get paid, so he's going to have the running back. He has the O-line. There's no more excuses on offense. Scott Linehan's long gone. It's time for Dak to show what he's worth this year.
Yeah, and that was a good thing about this game, man. We finally punched it in the red zone, so that was good. And, yeah, man, Taco Charlton really had a breakout performance. Hopefully this is a little precursor of things to come because, you know, with Quinn being out, and, you know, and these other guys, we're going to need that rotation. So we'll see what happens there with Taco. But, man, that was a really good performance by him. And, yeah, Donovan Wilson, man, what can you say? If you can hit on this guy, it's going to help your secondary moving forward because it's going to be hard for the Cowboys to keep that young secondary intact. But if you got two, you know, stud safeties, you might be able to get away with, you know, letting one guy or two guys go here and there in free agency because, I mean, that draft class, what, Xavier Woods, Jordan Lewis, Chido Uzue, it's going to be hard to keep those three guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And then you touched on the red zone scoring. Not only did I want to see that, and I talked about that on the last podcast. If you missed it, definitely go check it out, guys. But I did talk about I want to see red zone scoring. Not only did they score in the red zone, Joe, but it was on the 12-yard line. Mm-hmm. Because some penalties backed him up. And Dak Prescott, kudos to him. I mean, he made a great throw. Kudos to Michael Gallup adjusting to Dak coming back, using his body as a shield. Michael Gallup really looks like Dez Bryant in his prime, and it's scary because it's only Michael Gallup's second year.
I think, yeah, a lot of people are sleeping on Michael Gallup. You know what I mean? Like, you see, like, some things on Twitter, like, who's going to be your second-year breakout receiver? They got Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore.
Wow.
But they don't even have Gallup on there. I'm like, all right. All right. You guys are gonna know about Gallup. I promise you.
And you know what blows my mind is when you see, like, the best duo wide receivers, and I might be biased because I'm a Cowboys fan, but you got to have Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup at least in your top seven, you know? And they're not. And I'm like, what? What are y'all watching?
Yeah, they're not watching. And that's the thing about it, you know, like Michael Gallup, the thing about him is there's a huge difference. You can tell that this guy, you know, is ready to go. He's ready to rock and roll. I think he's going to show out big time, man. I think.
I'm
excited about
Dak. It. Yeah, him and Dak had a lot of offseason time together from what I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, on the Dallas Cowboys website and Twitter and stuff, and you know, Michael Gallup, there was a throw on the first drive and it looks like Dak Prescott underthrew it, but Michael Gallup went to Dak and was like, "Dude, how can I get better? How can we not make that happen again?" And Dak said, "You know what? That wasn't even you, that was me." And that just shows you the maturity from year 1 to year 2 Michael Gallup is showing. And it's exciting to see.
Yeah, he looks good, man. I'm excited. It looks really good. Hey, yeah. Man, you saw him out there at training camp. Did he look physically bigger to you in the slightest way? Or does he look kind of the same? Or what did you think about his physical appearance?
You can tell he's been in the weight room. I mean, he's actually cut. He's lean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's done everything right in the offseason. And, I mean, he looks great. I've seen Dez Bryant in person. I mean, him and Dez Bryant's body almost look identical, dude. It's crazy.
That's a good sign right there. That's a really good sign.
You know, unfortunately, you know, we got 90 men on the roster and the Dallas Cowboys have their work cut out for them. And, it's a good problem to have, don't get me wrong, but there's going to be some cuts, and the Cowboys got to trim it down to 53 on Friday. Mm-hmm. So who is the underdog on this roster where maybe somebody thought it was a camp body, maybe like a 6th-7th round draft pick? I mean, Joe, who was the underdog in your opinion that looks like they – like almost like an Antoine Woods, right, that really stepped up and made this team? Who would you say that is?
Man, I think, you know, we kind of touched on it earlier. For me, it's, you know, Devin Smith. I think he looks just like a guy that you, when they've signed him, you're like, oh, you know, the injuries, former player, you know, this is a classic. Let's give a shot at this former high round pick. And a lot of times it hasn't worked out for some of these guys. But I think for Devin Smith, I think he's that guy for me, you know. I'll admit I didn't see him doing as good as he's done. I just thought, okay, Devin Smith, Ohio State, I remember him. I liked him coming out. He reminded me a lot of Steve Smith from the Panthers. That kind of mold of a player, man. He had so much potential. But to see him now, I'm like, wow, okay. Man, they might have a little gem here, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, they really do. And people forget this guy was a second-round pick with the Jets. So the talent's there. It's just injuries, mm-hmm. Two ACL injuries on the same knee. Yeah. So, you know, that right there is why he was an underdog, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You kind of, and then a lot of the younger guys kind of got a lot of the pre-hype, you know, John Vay and Reggie, and, you know, the lights came on and they shut down. And the other guys stepped up, Cedric and Devin.
And that's a shame, because I really had high hopes for John Vea Johnson. I mean, I really did. I mean, I seen 81 at camp just going all over the place. And I was talking to a fellow YouTuber. I was like, man, I hope the lights ain't too big for him. That first game, I knew the lights were too big for 81. And I was like, dang it, this sucks. But hopefully they can stash him on the practice squad and they can develop him more and maybe next year, you know?
Yeah, it's every year. Happens every single season. And the guy looks good and then they kind of fade. So, but yeah, man, I think he's definitely going to be a practice squad candidate. I mean, that speed alone is very attractive to teams, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, outside of Devin Smith, and do you have any other guy that's kind of your pet cat that's, you know, looking like he might make it?
Yeah, Donovan Wilson. Anybody could easily tag him as a practice squad guy. Mm-hmm. And over the years, Garrett has those late round draft picks on the practice squad. I mean, Bo Scarborough. There's a few other names I can't think of right now. But if history shows, Jason Garrett in the late rounds likes to stash a guy on his practice squad. Mm-hmm. I thought Donovan Wilson was going to be one of those guys. I mean, look at the competition he had. He had Jeff Heath. He had George Iloka. He still has Thompson to beat out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was just so much competition. He's a late round draft pick, and just the emergence, the physicality, the ball hawking ability, everything that he has and he put into three games to build a resume. It got him a 53-man roster spot. Cowboys would be crazy if they don't put him on the 53-man roster. That right there is my underdog. Think about that.
Yeah, that could be one hell of a find, man. I mean, he's just looking so good and very aware of the field presence. You know, getting that interception, dragging the foot, you know, awesome, dude. You don't see that from a lot of rookies that have that field presence and vision. So it's like,
man. The confidence alone.
Yes.
Just think, if he jumped up in the air and missed that ball, that's a touchdown. And that goes on him. Mm-hmm. Just to have the confidence to go get that ball the way he did. It's something special, man. I love it.
Yeah, man. I think he's prime time. You know, the perfect kind of player that Rashard and Jackson want to mold into. I think, man, the sky's the limit for him, man. And I have the bubble player. You know, if we talk about some bubble players, I think Kyvon Frazier, bubble player. I think his fate got sealed there with that game with Wilson. I think that's it. I think Kayvon's probably not gonna make this team.
Do you think Kayvon can beat out Thompson?
No, I don't think he can beat him out. Thompson can give you coverage skills, and
who's a better special teamer?
Better special teamer. I mean, it might come down to that. I mean, if Quinn has a bigger voice than Rashard and that guy, which I don't think he will, but. You can flip a coin.
Put the fork in Kayvon?
Yeah, I do. I don't think they're gonna carry him on this roster. He's kind of beat up. He's got, you know, he had the knee scope. He's been battling a lot of injuries here lately. So I think, and then he's a free agent at the end of this year. You probably want to stick with your young guys. Darren Thompson, former third round pick from the Giants, and then, you know, Wilson, obviously. So I just don't see him making the team at this point.
I can agree there. But really, if you look at it, just a couple of pieces, we could say, okay, we already knew these guys were going to make the roster. But let me ask you a question. I'm going to throw a question in here real quick because I really don't have a bubble player. I know I said Tyron Crawford last week. I looked at the salary cap hit. Cowboys actually ain't going to save any money.
Yeah.
Maybe Taco Charlton could be on the bubble. Maybe it's a trade bait, something like that. Mm. Again, Cowboys still don't save a lot of money. So really, my bubble players really don't benefit the Cowboys if they part with them. Even if they trade them, they still get hit with the guarantees. So, and I was going to go somewhere with this. Oh, do you think they carry four tight ends? Because that Marcus Lucas is really starting to come on.
Nah, I don't think they'll carry four. I think the way that they're kind of dinged up on the offensive line, you got to go a little deep there, and then you got to go a little deep on defensive line. So I think you got to allocate the resources kind of wisely. And tight end, a fourth tight end, what is he even going to make your 46, starting game day roster? So I don't see it. You know, they carried Rico last year, and you didn't get anything out of him. You know, Witten's the GOAT. He's going to get a lot of the play. Jarwin looks really good. Now, will he look good in the regular season? He did this to us last year. He looked really good in preseason and camp. Regular season, he started out kind of cold, and he didn't really get hot until the end of the year. So I'm hoping that Jarwin can, take that momentum that he's done in this preseason and carry it into the regular season. If he does, he's going to be a good weapon for Dak, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. No, and, Cowboys, they love Jarwin. I mean, they picked him up. They hit him on the roster towards late because Eagles are thinking about getting him. Mm-hmm. So they really like Jarwin, and I think he's developed well. And he looked good out there. And when Jason Witten was coming back, he followed Jason Witten around like a little duck and just trying to soak in all that knowledge. So Jarwin has really been doing the things necessary to get better, and I hope that translates onto the field. And is he hurt? Because I haven't even seen him in a preseason game.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Oh, are you saying is Witten hurt?
No, is Jarwin hurt? Because I haven't seen him or Schultz.
Oh, no, they've been in there. Jarwin had a really good that first game. He was a go-to target in that first one. And then the second one, I think he played pretty good. The third one, I don't remember seeing him out there that much. I think they had Lucas out there some more. But
gotcha.
Yeah, some of these guys, they want to rest up. This last preseason game, I talked about this in my latest video. It's just going to be more of, getting through it, And they're already talking about, shortening the preseason. Do you need the fourth game? I feel like you don't. Like I said, the roster, these teams already have a good clue of who's making this team. Right now, at this point, that fourth game is just getting through it. Get through that game without injuries. And get ready for the Giants,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, get through it. Obviously, starting is going to play. It's getting through it without an injury in your second-tier depth. That's almost a lock on your 53-man roster. That's what you don't want. On that last preseason game, the Cowboys go right into roster cut. So maybe next show, Joe, we're going to have maybe some breaking news of – somebody got cut like a Dan Bailey or something, but that's all I got. If that's all you got.
Yeah. So that'll be the interesting thing here. So Thursday night is the games for all the NFL Thursday night, and then cuts will happen the day after. And then, you never know. The Cowboys, a lot of familiar names will probably land on the practice squad. Will we see a trade somewhere? How do they feel about Maher? There's a couple of storylines still to remain, so it's going to be juicy. It's going to be juicy. Like, Zeke Watch, that's still going. How does this come into play? Supposedly it's close. It's close. And then nothing happens. So, I don't know, man. The whole Zeke thing is getting kind of tiring to me. But hopefully next Tuesday on the next podcast, we'll have a lot of closure on who's on here. We definitely will know the 53 and a few roster moves. Like I said, Gifford, do they carry him? Do they bring back Phillips? There's going to be some interesting pup moves. Like, who do they put on IR, short-term IR, and that kind of thing. So
Absolutely.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So I think that's all we have for you guys. And, you know, continue to follow with us, grow with us. Hey, Mike, how can our followers hit you up online? Where can they find you?
Oh, absolutely. Guys, yeah, thank you guys for listening to us. Make sure, you know, we want you to share it with a friend. And you know, obviously give us some good feedback. And you know, we will take that feedback and run with it. But you can find me, Dallas Cowboy Football News, on YouTube, Dallas Cowboy Football News on Facebook, DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. So definitely follow me on those. DM me if you want to talk directly on Twitter or on my Facebook page. And we'll link up and talk some X's and O's. Thank you, Joe.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. And you can find me as well. YouTube is really where we do a lot of our work, both Mike and I. But you can find me, Cowboys Blog. And then on Twitter, Instagram, CowboysBlog.net. And that kind of thing. And just like Mike said, you know, reach out to us. You know, if you hit us up on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. You know, we really do appreciate the 5-star reviews, good commentary, and that kind of thing. We really do appreciate it, guys. But that's it for this show, guys. Quick hitter. And we'll see you for the next episode on next Tuesday night. All right. Peace.